63. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 55 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
You're tuned in to Inside the Locker Room with legendary Alabama basketball head coach Wim Sanderson and former SEC and ACC assistant basketball coach Barry Sanderson, a father-son duo with decades of coaching experience, breaking down the latest in Alabama athletics with the insight only two coaches can bring. From the hardwood to the gridiron, from inside Coleman Coliseum to the heart of Bryant-Denny Stadium. If it's happening in Crimson Tide sports, you'll hear it here first. With analysis, opinion, and straight talk that cuts through the noise. Live weekday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m. on Tide 100.9 FM and 1230 a.m. WTBC. This is where champions get their day started. This is Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry Sanderson.
And good morning and welcome into a rainy hump day edition of Inside the Locker Room. I think about what day it was. 205-342-9904 if you'd like to jump in on the show with us this morning. The X account's at Locker Room 109, at Barry Sanderson, at Wimp Sanderson 1. Our email for the show is wimpandbarry@yahoo.com. You want to send us an email, download the app, the Tide 100.9 app. You can send us an app message throughout the show. Also got Coach's Show tonight, so if you're not in the Tuscaloosa area, you'll be able to pull that app up and listen to everything going on at Baumhauer's tonight with Coach and Chris Stewart. Normally they bring a player out there as well. So as we roll through this bye week, two bye weeks, which is probably needed, Alabama with a tough stretch there, and gives them a little time to relax a little bit. I saw the offensive coordinator and quarterback coach were hanging out with John Gruden yesterday, so I don't know what that was all about, but they took him a box. He got a black hoodie, Chase, so they gave him a black hoodie, and he got another dry fit shirt or something there, too. Good morning, guys. How are you guys doing this morning?
Doing okay. Several things. If you look at the playoffs, it's sort of interesting to see what people think or what the media thinks. And all the media didn't know much. But A&M, Alabama, Georgia, and Ole Miss probably in the best shape. Vanderbilt is said to be have a chance. The Vanderbilt-Texas game will be a really big game this time. Because Vanderbilt and Texas are both trying to get in. Texas is considered the fifth team to get out of the SEC, and Vanderbilt is considered the sixth team by those who supposedly know. So before that I mentioned, we'll see where they go. And then if something were to happen in the Texas-Vanderbilt game, then the humongous game would be Texas and Texas A&M. If Texas could come back and beat A&M in the last game of the season, that would put them in pretty good shape. So interesting to see. Past Texas is 5 and Vanderbilt. Tennessee would be, they say, around number 7, so they're not going to be able to get in. So before that I mentioned, nationally, Indiana still has to play Penn State. That doesn't mean Indiana's not going to get in if he gets beat, but it is a game that puts them in good or bad shape. Georgia and Georgia Tech, besides the Florida game this week, Georgia should beat Florida, but should be, and sometimes you never know. Georgia Tech goes in and beats them. A&M I've already mentioned in Texas, and Ohio State in Michigan, of course, a big rivalry there. Would play a little bit of light in there, although Ohio State would probably certainly get in. The commissioner has met with the or has listened to the presidents of the universities of the 16 schools and has said that he feels like that betting by college athletes against pro sports is the wrong message, the wrong way to do things, going the wrong direction. A couple of people have criticized it, but you don't criticize the presidents. If you are the person that's over those 16 presidents, you listen to what they have to say. And that's where we are with that. So we welcome your calls. There's not a whole lot of just really new news. Big buyouts, of course, at LSU for as Barry has mentioned, not only the head coach, but staff as well. And we also, even though we had him on before, but we learned yesterday that there's one guy that could pay it all off if he wishes, not even miss the money. So it's we know a little bit more about that, I think, than some of the people that try to do radio shows. So we'll see what happens with the rest of them. There's still speculation on Auburn. Auburn having to play a Vanderbilt, which is a scary situation. Alabama, of course. So it's a scary situation there as far as coaches are concerned and what they're going to do there. The rumors that I've gotten yesterday and just jumping around to people and listening to what people have to say who are smarter than I am say that it's still up in the air for the next 2 or 3 weeks as to whether they're going to make a change at Auburn or not. So we'll see what happens. It goes all the way through pretty close to Thanksgiving with the Alabama-Auburn game. So Barry and I welcome your calls. Tell you, whatever happens. Playing wise this week, we've got very, 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 very interesting game. Vanderbilt, Texas is humongous. Manning is out or has a concussion. And Mississippi State and Arkansas doesn't mean anything. South Carolina going into Ole Miss is going to Ole Miss. I think if you just want to talk about favorable schedules, I would say the four that I've mentioned, the most favorable one would be Ole Miss. There are three games, or three or four games left. Oklahoma and Tennessee are fighting to get in, and we'll see what happens there. And Kentucky and Auburn, a large score there, 10.5 points, I think it is. Trying to figure out a blue plate, hadn't figured out one. So, as most of you know, I haven't done very well. So, anyway, we turn the show over to you guys who want to call in and tell us what you know. And welcome your calls.
Yeah, last night, I saw they talked about Shohei Ohtani. I mean, good lands. Well, he got beat.
Yeah.
He got beat last night. They ran his pitch count up. They had a good first inning, made him throw close to 20 pitches. And so they beat him. So it's 2-2. They play again tonight. Then they'll travel, and there will definitely be a game six, and that will be in Toronto on Friday night, Halloween. So you'll be trying to watch the game as you run back and forth to the door to give out candy. So
you watch. I watch.
How much candy you got over there? You better get a lot. You got a lot?
I'm going to take some bubble gum and cut it in half.
Chasey gives out peppermints. And they said, don't even go to that house. You get a peppermint.
Yeah, that's what I say. Don't go to that house and give out peppermints.
Yeah, peppermints.
Get some bubble gum. We're going to cut it in half.
Is it supposed to rain Friday night? No, I sure hope so. My neighborhood is ridiculous.
Oh, let's go to politics. I get the report this morning that just to a few days, AJ, who's going to run for the lieutenant governor, has never, ever voted.
You just out hearing that? He just registered like 3 days ago.
Yeah, just registered. He and Sonny Smith. He and Sonny all run as a duo. Sonny's never voted.
Maybe he didn't like anybody, so he didn't want to vote.
AJ, he couldn't spell vote. He couldn't spell lieutenant. He gave him first two letters.
Well, anyway.
He's a good player.
So that World Series, you got Friday, and if they were to go to a Game 7, they have to play Saturday night. So they're going to go right up against college football. I don't think the NFLB cares. They just say, bring it on. We're going to play our games. Well, a lot of people are complaining that they played on Sunday night or Monday night. They said, why can't you wait, move it to Tuesday because of Monday night football? And do people really care that much about Monday night football? I guess it was the Chiefs playing, but who cares?
It was a big deal years ago, son.
Yeah. All right, to the Yellowwood Hotline. I miss CBS with college football. What's up, Tom?
Morning, Barry.
Hey,
morning,
Tom.
Coach. How are y'all?
Tom, you going trick-or-treating?
Yeah, I am. We have three great-grandchildren, girls.
Yeah.
And we go with them, and they love to dress up and go out and get candy. So, yeah, I am. I'm going with them.
You're going to have to inspect
Tom, if you come to my house, I'll get you some. You'll be the only one I'll get something for.
Well, it'll be too tough on us. That's a long drive from where they
live. Yeah, you'll get peppermint.
That's probably the reason I said that.
Those girls won't want that peppermint. Don't waste your time.
Well, I hope nobody gives them any candy at all. I just hope they dress up, walk around, and prance around like a peacock. So, and have some fun that way.
They're going to get some candy. They're going to get some candy, Tom.
Praise so. I called in this morning, and I want to point out something to everybody. The Tuscaloosa News has a great article this morning. Emily Smar, who's a writer for the news, did a deep dive, Coach, on the sports coat patterns and styles that Coach Oates is wearing. And she also went into the history of what it went into his decision making on wearing plaid sports coats. And then a tailor that you will be familiar with, Hong Kong Tailors out of Birmingham, actually out of Memphis, but they have a shop in Birmingham, was your tailor. I didn't know that. And it's just a great article, a fun article, and kind of lightens things up in the middle of the week. And I wanted to point out and encourage everybody to go and read that article. It's a fun thing.
Okay. Well, who wrote it? I didn't even know.
Yeah, Emily Smar. I don't know if Michael Southern introduced you to her at SEC Media Days basketball.
No.
Media Days.
I don't.
But she's a great writer, and does a really good job. But this article is fantastic, and I got a big kick out of it, and I want to pass it along to everybody else.
Well, thank you. I haven't known about it, but I'll try to look it up.
Yeah, it's a good thing, and
I guess I can get it on the internet, can't I, Barry?
Yeah, unless it's a pay, it might be a you pay for Tuscaloosa News, Tom?
I do. There is a paywall. I subscribe.
You ain't getting it unless you pay.
It's worth it to me, and because of, keeping up what's going on around Tuscaloosa is a fun thing for me. So anyway, thought I'd point that out to everybody, and I was gonna try to beat Philip and Michael before they could call in and tell you about it.
Tom, what's a better job in the SEC, Tennessee or LSU?
Barry, I'm a firm believer in quality of life. I like to live in a place that's nice and a fun place to live and all that kind of stuff. So I would not be interested in LSU at no amount of money. I want to ask you something, and I want to hear y'all talk about this. With NIL, transfer portal, internet, information everywhere, you can get information on anything, anywhere. Do you have to be at a big name school to build it to a winner like Lane Kiffin did at Ole Miss with the transfer portal? You ain't got to go to these traditional powers. TCU, they're saying, we're going to throw enough money at this thing, we're going to build it like that. You can decide a strategy. You ain't got to be at one of these traditional blue bloods anymore. Do you agree with that?
No.
Well, I think that's probably true. I think the more money you can put in there, the better chance you've got of making it. The TCU's I went over there and did a game one time. They've got a beautiful school and people that homegrown people, so to speak. But I would say that's probably true. You get I get so much noise back there, I can't hardly hear you. But you can do that. You can get that. You get that money going for you. Then you've got a chance to be just as good as somebody next to you. But if you've got those money guys really supporting you, yes, that's true. I agree.
There you go.
I think the playoffs is going to show that this year. You're going to see a wide range of schools in the playoffs. And this is what they were after. And it, to me, you turn on TV on Saturday and start at 11 o'clock watching football games, you can't leave. Every game is fantastic. And Greg McElroy pointed something out the other day. I went back and listened to their replay. And listen to this. The margin of victory in the NFL is 10.7. You know what it is in the SEC?
I'm surprised it's that much. 10.7?
Yeah, 10.7.
You better double check that. I mean, last weekend there were blowouts, but usually those NFL games, they come down to one-score games.
In the SEC, it's 10.4.
Yeah. Well, probably this year, yeah.
But I think no matter what it is, but the margin of victory in the SEC being lower than what it is in the NFL tells you about the level of competitiveness in the SEC, does it not?
Yeah, well, especially, well, it's leveled now because all your backups go to other schools now. And so you don't have all the players. So sounds good,
Tom.
Do we have
a team in the 16-team league that would like to get out, get away from the SEC?
No. That check, they hand out a Destin down there. They don't care what the record is. Give me my check.
No doubt. Thank you, Dom. All right, we're going to get to break here. I'm going to throw this at you guys. Is the Auburn job really that good? Everybody talks about how great the Auburn job is. I don't know if it's that good. Hugh Freeze won everywhere he's been. He can't win down there. Harsin won. He couldn't win down there. Gus Malzahn did okay. Gene Chizik did okay. Then he got himself fired. Everybody talks about how great the Auburn job is. I don't know.
There's reasons for it.
Well, so you are agreeing that it's not that great.
Well, I think, the reasons for it is that Alabama's been so good that it puts a little bit of effect on it in the in-state players, and it's just not as well known nationally because of Coach Bryant and Nick Saban. So I think it's the hard job. It's a good job in that you enjoy being down there if you're an Auburn person. But they've gone two different ways with their money groups. Two groups, both with money, sort of going against each other. When that Goober came in there and hired that president, that liberal president at Auburn at South.
Yeah, I just don't. Everybody talks about how great it is, but it's a coaching graveyard. 2 Men in Truck there at 1330 Martin Road East. That's where you go pick up your boxes, your packing supplies, whatever you need to make this a smooth move. It's local, out of town, out of state, no problem. Let the professionals handle it. Give them a call today, 205-247-5050. 2 Men in a Truck, movers who care.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. It looks like we have some trouble up in Northport. Watch out for this accident on 43. Southbound lanes onto 171, and it looks like we even have a secondary accident on 171 as you move on the eastbound hookup to 43. Now make it
throughout your day with just one pill. Aleve lasts up to 12 hours. Don't let those aches and pains hold you back from doing what's important to you. Use as directed.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside assistance.
The Tide Tailgate Show is presented by Pearl River Resort, DCH Regional Medical Center, Two Dimes Tuscaloosa, and Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Cloudy and cool with occasional rain today, the high 56. For tonight, the sky mostly cloudy, the low 45. Tomorrow, clearing with sunshine by afternoon, the high 57. Friday, a sunny day with a high at 63. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 55 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
The flagship station for Alabama Crimson Tide football.
Alabama touchdown.
Only on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Pressure treated pine from Great Southern. If it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, you don't want to get to the Yellowwood hotline. Get Phillip in. Good morning, Phillip.
Morning.
Good morning, my friends. How you doing today? Hello, Coach Sampson.
How are you?
I tell you, I'm doing fine, Coach. Hope you are. I got my pen and paper out a little while ago, and I come up with 37 schools that could possibly be looking for head coaches.
Yeah. Let me say something about this LSU thing while I got it on my mind, and you can say whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The agent goes to the coach, and he says to the coach, I've gotten a call, LSU's interested in you. Your first thought as the coach is to say, are there not their expectations for me to win the national championship within 3 years? That's the first question, and it's going to be interesting to me. I'll shut up. It's going to be interesting to me to listen to the answers to that. If I don't win it in those 3 years, will I get the same kind of money that Brian Kelly got? I think it's going to be very interesting to me to see if that coach, whoever gets the job, is going to be able to say or to realize that the money's there for him to get if he can't win it within 3 or 4 years. Go ahead.
Exactly. Well, the 12 openings now, and that ranges from everybody from LSU to Kent State. The 12 openings now. And then I came up with 25 schools where I have heard different coaches, and then just stuff on my own, in my own mind, where a guy could, you know, there's a reasonable chance that they might leave their school for another program. Of course, there's going to be about 10 more firings too between now and the end of the year. Possibly Kentucky, possibly Wisconsin. There's a lot of possibles, and there's a whole lot of movement possibilities. Even Vandy, that coach has been mentioned. The Louisville coach is getting mentioned a lot. Drinkwitz is getting mentioned a lot. Tony Elliott at Virginia is getting mentioned a good bit. Our very own Kalen DeBoer is going to be mentioned. He is, everybody says, oh, no, that's not going to happen. I would think that, you know, Penn State, they're probably going to hire Matt Rhule, but, you know, they might reach out to DeBoer. I fully think he could intelligently concur that.
I think
the Penn State coach going somewhere, it's very interesting to me. There was a rumor about Herb Street to start off with that he was leaning towards looking at Florida. Lane Kiffin's not going anywhere. You may get me next week and bite me and say, I told you were wrong. I don't think he's going anywhere personally. Florida needs, the expectations at Florida are bigger than the job is. Everybody, because of Steve Spurrier, the expectation factor is higher. It's actually better than the job really is. This agent telling you as a coach, I can get you the LSU job, but you got to win the national championship 3 to 4 years. It runs a lot of people off, Phillip.
Oh yeah, no doubt about it. But there's going to be a lot of movement, more than just the 12 openings that are already there. There's going to be more movement. There's only 12 schools currently in the top 25 that I don't ever read anything or hear anything about their coach leaving this year. And then that's schools like Ohio State, Indiana, Georgia, Miami, BYU, Texas Tech, I've not heard anything much about Huppel, but I wonder sometimes in the back of my mind, I've got too much time, I guess, in the evenings. I wonder sometimes if Oklahoma State would reach out to Huppel. But since T. Boone Pickens has died, I'm told that their money pool has not
died out. Yeah, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
How much is do this research? I'm looking up current buyout. Which they're not firing Lane Kiffin, but if Lane Kiffin was fired, he'd get $36 million. If buyout can increase to almost $44 million, Kiffin leaves before December 8, 2025. So even if somebody wants Kiffin, they're going to have to pay a big number to get him. And so, you don't even factor in that. There's two types of coaches. There's a coach like that's in a Tulane that he'll take any of these big jobs, most likely. I mean, he may wait and take a great one, but he's going to triple his pay or more than that. So those guys are going to take the job. Then there's guys that have good jobs that can get that their school loves them, i.e., that's what happened to Cignetti. They loved him. He was winning. Before all these jobs started opening, they just went in there and said, Coach, we're going to tear up your contract. We're going to give you life-changing money. So they don't even let you get to him. They give him the new contract. Then there's somebody like a Brian Kelly that's at a Notre Dame. He's happy, not crazy about his money, wants to make a little more, wants to make as much as he can before he gets out of it, and he's willing to move. And so you got that. You got to find out who's willing to move, and then how much is it going to cost to get them out of that contract. Nobody talks about Dabo. Is Dabo willing to move now? People say no, but maybe.
Yep.
Would Dabo consider LSU, and would LSU even want Dabo?
Clemson's one of the
25
teams where I think there could be something happen at the end of the year.
Or could Dabo say, you know what, I'm sick of this. I'm going to the NFL if I can get one.
Right, or I'm going to retire.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to retire.
You know, Gundy, you know, I don't know if we've seen the lesson of Gundy. I thought Kelly was in his late 50s. I found out yesterday he's 64. I think that we may have seen his last gig.
Just a lot coming out now about him and how he treated people. So I think that's going to be hard for him to land back on his feet.
And the Saban stuff, too, you know, people talking about that. Well, it was hard for him to hire assistants at Alabama while he was, you know, actively on board at Alabama because of his age. And I can't imagine it'd be any easier now if he would decide to go somewhere and coach for a few years. I don't think it'd be any easier to hire assistants. It'd be exciting. And it'd be a splashy news story for about 3 or 4 months. But, you know, him hiring assistants would be, I think, difficult at his age.
I think you're going to lose Ryan Grubb. I'm not saying he's going to Florida, but I think he'll get one of these mid-tier jobs if that's what he wants to do. I would be surprised if you can keep him.
There's a possibility, but I will say this. I think he's enjoying his time at Alabama. I know a raise and a head coaching title is, really intrigues a lot of people. But I think he's enjoying his time at Tuscaloosa. If you read some of his comments, and he seems to be appreciative and he likes the environment that he's in at Alabama. And I don't know. You never know. We might be surprised right there.
Yeah. I don't know what job he can get, but right now he's hot. He took a quarterback that hadn't even played, and he probably end up in New York. He's made great play calls against big-time teams and big-time moments. Those guys just, if they continue to win, he continues to do it. He's going to have options. Let's put it that way, Phil.
Yeah, I was talking to a buddy of mine on X last night, and I still think Lane, his name is going to pop up here soon.
But I just think Oregon's got so much money, and they got the Nike money and all the uniforms, and people love to go there. I mean, where are you going from Oregon? Oregon's...
It just depends on where it is.
You know? Well, tell me where. Did he... Where?
you know, it would have to be a fantastic job. You know, like let's say Elko leaves A&M. You know, which I think Elko is sort of getting a reputation now, moving around a little bit too quick. So if he leaves A&M to go somewhere.
He's not leaving A&M.
I'm just hearing his name. You're hearing his name a little bit. If you query, how was the Penn State coaching staff?
Wait a minute. You're saying he moves around, but he went from Duke to A&M. Who wouldn't do that in football?
I know. But if he leaves A&M to go somewhere, that's a couple of years at Duke, a couple of years at
But Phillip, where are you going? If you leave A&M, you got all these oil money. You got the greatest facilities. You could. I mean, where are you going? There ain't nowhere to go from A&M.
I understand. I'm not saying he's going somewhere. I'm just saying his name is being linked to some schools, and Penn State's one of them.
I'll be shocked. And if you're Dan Lanning, you got all that Nike money and all that. Why are you going to come beat your head against these people in the SEC now in 9 games? You got a better chance of making the playoff at Oregon than you do at one of these SEC teams because you don't have as many people to play.
You might not, but you might. Yeah. You might not leave Oregon, but you might. Once those phone calls start coming in, you might think about it.
But I'm saying, what better job is out there than Oregon? Name three jobs that are better than Oregon.
Three jobs that are better than Oregon. I think on the same plane as Oregon right now, I would say Texas A&M. I would say possibly Penn State. It's not as good as Oregon, but that's a major job right there. At least those two. And LSU might be.
You ain't got the money. With that Nike money.
You go to
LSU, man, you got to beat your head against Texas, Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee. Yeah. You're out there at Oregon, you can get right to the playoff pretty much every year. I just don't see it.
Then one week you got to fly to Indiana to play a game, and then the 2 weeks after that you got to fly to Michigan to play a game.
Well, now, in football, it's not that bad. Now, the other sports, yeah, I get you. But football, yeah. you play them at 4 road games, so.
What if Sarkisian leaves Texas to go to the NFL? That's a damn good job.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, if he does that, that's a good one.
Yeah, I mean, it's all conjecture, but I think it's all possibilities too. You know, hey, the world of sports is crazy, man.
Yeah, these guys are sick of this. The rules changing, the NIL, the players leaving. So if they're good enough to get an NFL job where they used to not do it in the past, I could see them doing it. So anyway,
well. I'll say this. I don't think the Vandy coach is going anywhere, and I don't know if Drinkwitz is either, because those schools have invested a lot in getting their facilities really nice, and they've got nice football stadiums now. Missouri's is going to be very nice next year when they're finished. So, you know, I would be a little bit surprised if either one of those guys leave, and especially Vandy. He went to school at Vandy, I believe.
Yeah, he did. He did. So, sounds good.
We'll see what happens. Hey, when do you think some of these things are going to start? The square pegs are going to be going into the square holes. When do you think that's going to start happening?
I don't think you'll hire people. If you'll get anybody that's any good, you're going to have to wait till the season's over.
Season's over? Okay.
Yeah, December. So before they start hiring. Right. Thank you, Phillip.
Good talking to y'all.
All right, you're looking for lunch plans, Thomas Rib Shack. Go to the website, thomasribshack.com. You can look right there at their menu. Right there on the website. Get your soul food fix at Thomas Rib Shack. Also, if you're looking for catering or something for the weekend, they're located right there on 15th Street. Go to the website. You can make your order right there. Swing by there for lunch. They open at 10:30. They close around 5:30 there. So Thomas Rib Shack is absolutely the best place to go. Get you some barbecue, some catfish, some pork chops, some chicken, and all the sides you want right there. Tell them that Wimp and Barry sent you. We'll take this break. Open the phone line, 205-342-9904. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
flagship home of Alabama sports. We are a championship school, and school is in session.
And the clock's going to run out, and Bama's going to win it, 29-22. And for the love, let's get out of here.
Join us next Saturday as the Crimson Tide take on the LSU Tigers at Bryant-Denny Stadium on your home for Alabama football.
Presented by Pearl River Resort in Choctaw, Mississippi. Online at pearlriverresort.com. And Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Online at TuscaloosaCDJR.com. And by DCH Regional Medical Center. Online at DCHSystem.com.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Well, traffic is starting to definitely thicken up a lot more now, and we do have some heavy rain in the area. Be careful, folks. We got 43 on the southbound lanes moving slow on to McFarland, and it looks like we had some earlier problems on 43 at 171 at
Tide. Tailgate Show is presented by Pearl River Resort,
DCH Regional Medical Center,
Two Dimes Tuscaloosa,
and Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram.
Mr. SEC Tournament Wimp Sanderson gives you his excellent analysis every weekday on Inside the Locker Room, right here on Tide 100.9.
Yellow pressure treated pine from Great Southern. If it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, you don't want it. All right. Phone lines are up at 205-342-9904. We'll visit with Bill Cameron in the second hour. LSU's got a change. They got a week to kind of catch their breath with a new coach. Frank Wilson. Where's Frank Wilson prior to LSU? He was the head coach at McNeese State and Texas, San Antonio. He's got a career record of, which doesn't mean anything because he didn't have very good jobs, of 26-40. I'm sure he has mixed emotions. You know, you hate for anybody to lose their job, but he also feels like this probably is his opportunity on the big stage to get to play Alabama, his first game there. So he had a press conference yesterday. I'm sure it's been a whirlwind for him. We'll hear a little, just a minute to what he said, just because that's Alabama's next opponent. And sometimes these teams play a lot better the first week or two, and then when people maybe get some film and stuff on them. But the players seem to relax a little bit. The tension leaves the program because the coach has been fired. That's all that's been talked about. Here was Frank's opening statement yesterday when we just named the new interim head coach for LSU.
Bi-week practice was an exciting one. We just concluded what is a 20-play scrimmage with our football team. And it was an interesting piece because you had a part of it with our young guys as we try to develop our football team and give them valuable reps and an opportunity for evaluation. In today's what we call Tiger Bowl, fun field, exciting. And those guys who may not play a whole bunch on Saturdays got a chance to play a whole bunch today. Those guys who play on Saturdays got a chance to be encouraging and to be great teammates and to foster the camaraderie and team that we want for our football team. We started off the practice with a ton of individual being fundamentally sound, understanding that the difference in this game is truly interest and how we approach it and how we prepare. In our everyday fundamentals makes a difference in this game. So doing this bye week, there's two components to it. One of them that's fundamentally sound that evolves or eventually gets to a schematic piece of being attention to detailed. And then there's the other piece of our young guys who are going through the fundamentals as well. But those guys are competing. They're sharpening their skill set. They're bettering themselves so that we can get a good evaluation on. We can project where they are right now at this point of the season and the things that we need to do to continue to get them better. So that's a glimpse shot in what today's practice looked like for our football team.
To that I go back to when Auburn let Brian Harsin go and all the negativity left the program? They hired Cadillac, and their team all of a sudden started playing with the energy and playing hard and playing for one another. That it completely changed. Could something like this happen with LSU? They got the talent. They wouldn't. You wouldn't go on the road and win at Clemson to open the season. I think Alabama's better be on their P's and Q's because this team could come in here a lot more energized than they would have been if Brian Kelly was still the coach.
I think it'll change on the plus side. I agree. I think any time that you go through a situation where you want to blame somebody else to start with if you're a player. You know, we didn't get good coaching. We didn't get this. He fussed at me, this kind of stuff. I think it's a plus. I think it'll be I don't know how difficult it'll be for Alabama to beat them. I think Alabama will beat them. But I do think that the plus signs lie in LSU's lap as far as being excited to knock the door down to get out there on the field to play. Alabama has, you know, certainly you have to be ready every time you play anyway. But you don't go over that with your Alabama team. You go over your team. You worry about your team. How your team is going to play, not about them changing coaches.
But does it make you, oh, man, they've changed. They're in disarray. We're going to kill them. And actually, I think that happened when UCLA was playing after they let their head coach go, and they had a new coordinator, and they went out there, and UCLA whooped them. UAB, yeah. They were tired. They probably didn't like Trent Dilfer. He was gone. You got Memphis coming in there. Memphis probably said, "Oh my gosh!"
I think you point out to your players what you said. You know, people, you guys have to understand something. This is not LSU of the past. This is LSU of the future and the present, and they're going to play in a way that they've never played before. Now, you do all of that mentally. Do all you possibly can with your assistant coaches. Talk to them and. You talk to him as a head coach. I agree with that. You certainly have to have a picture, a positive attitude that LSU is going to have against you. And if you're not ready to play, all the work that we have done to be where we are undefeated in the SEC is going to be down the drain. So I think you use a, you know, middle is physical, or 3-1 approach on them and be darn ready to play. So I do believe that, and I do believe that LSU will come in and play better.
I think you breathe some life in the building. Those coaches that have been on edge, and Brian Kelly's been gnawing on them, chewing at them, they're probably a lot more relaxed now and probably enjoying going in the complex now. So I think you're going to get a pretty good shot. I'll just play that next clip there with the last 2 days of been like seeing being named the coach. And like I said, nobody likes to get a job in this situation, but if you get it, you want to make the most of it. And those guys that are assistants, they're more relaxed now. They're going to do a better job. Here's what Coach had to say about that.
You can talk about that.
Yeah. For the team, here we are in this moment. We live in real time. We live in this moment. And so we have a responsibility to ourselves. You have a responsibility to the man that's next to you to be a great teammate, to individually continue to develop yourself to be the best version of you. And whatever that is, if you're a freshman in your continuous development, if you're a veteran player with desires to be an all-conference player to continue your development, if you guys that have aspirations of playing in the National Football League, to continue your development, that we have a lot of seasons still left for us, 4 regular season games that we have to conduct our business. How will that look? And it's up to us to determine that fate. Unfortunately, sometimes in the midst of chaos, for us, fortunately, there is opportunity. And in the midst of the chaos and confusions and the whirlwind of things that has been bestowed upon us, we have opportunity. And this team will take this opportunity to be the best version of ourselves. And so for me, it's just being totally focused on capturing our football team to live in the moment.
Thoughts about what he said there?
Well, I think that's true. I think it's, you know, the thoughts are correct. Whether those thoughts go through to everybody on the team, I'm not sure. But they're thoughts you got to think about as he goes through them. He's trying to paint a different picture about his team. It's going to be a different picture for them. They're going to show a different picture, and they're going to be ready to play according to him. I think you can talk like that too much. I think you can also, I'd just be one that gave them a positive attitude of our chances to win. Now I would use the word winning and showing, I would use that kind of thing rather than too much mumble jumble, it's okay. But, I think LSU will come in with a positive attitude and play hard. The expectation factor is all boils down. Will Alabama be ready to play? Will they look at it? Will their kids look at it? They've changed coaches. They're not going to be any good. And so, I just think that your assistant coaches I did the very best job I possibly could in the 12 years I worked for these 24 years I worked for other coaches to be darn sure as an assistant coach that this team understood exactly where we were and what we needed to do. And I think as the head coach, the new head coach at LSU, you turn around and do the same thing. Get your assistant coaches help you get their team ready to play, and I think they will play. Like you said, I think it'll be a different LSU team.
Yeah. If you're a player, you're putting stuff on tape, and now you make money. So if you play really, really well, if you don't stay there, you get yourself in the portal. They go back and pull up the tape. What kind of character does this guy have? And they show how well he played. So with his money involved now, you got reasons to play all the time and reasons to put good things on tape. So Alabama better be ready. I think you're going to have an energized LSU team come in here. We'll see how good they are.
LSU goes undefeated, Barry, the rest of the season. They'll be looking to him as the head
coach. Yeah, but they won't do it. But that's what he thinks. This is my chance to shine. And I will tell you this. Auburn played a lot better under Cadillac than they're playing under Hugh Freeze. I can tell you that for sure. So we'll see. All right, we'll take the break here. We got Bill Cameron also in the second hour. We want to thank Yellowwood Pressure Treated Pine from Great Southern. Always remember, guys, if it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, you don't want it.
Wednesday edition of The Game, we're going to have a chance to talk with Chris Plank. We're going to explore the Alabama Crimson Tide defense. What grade would you give them going into this bye week? We'll review the first 8 weeks and look ahead to the final 4 weeks, all starting at 2 p.m. here on The Game with Ryan Fowler on Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC, your home of Alabama Crimson Tide sports.
The longest running sports program in Tuscaloosa. The Game with Ryan Fowler. Weekdays from 2 to 6 p.m. on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Well, traffic is starting to definitely thicken up a lot more now, and we do have some heavy rain in the area. Be careful, folks. We got 43 on the southbound lanes moving slow on to McFarland, and it looks like we had some earlier problems on 43 at 171. They've since cleared that out of the way, but you do still have a bit of sluggishness on the eastbound lanes of 171 to 43. With your Tuscaloosa traffic now, Tammy Thomas.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside assistance.
Oh my God!
With
95.3 The Fair and Sports Radio Tide 100.9 and 1230 AM WTBC. WTBC Tuscaloosa and W265 CG Tuscaloosa, a Town Square Media station. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Toronto Blue Jays beat the Dodgers in L.A. 6-2 with four runs in the seventh in the span of 11 pitches after the Dodger bullpen entered. The World Series, even at two games apiece, winning pitcher Shane Bieber over Shohei Ohtani went six-plus innings with six strikeouts, but Vladimir Guerrero hit an early two-run homer. Coming up Game 5 in L.A. Wednesday, it'll be Blake Snell against Toronto rookie Trey Yesavage. The New Orleans Saints will start rookie quarterback Tyler Shuck at the Rams on Sunday. Spencer Rattler was benched. Quarterback Jaden Daniels of Washington is due to return to practice Wednesday after his hamstring injury. In the NBA, Oklahoma City's 5-0 after edging Sacramento 107-101, 31 points for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Philadelphia's
Tuscaloosa Tractor, Castaway Fish Co., Crimson Pride Hunting and Fishing, Precision Armory, Junction Grocery, Urbans, Military Surplus R Us, and Adams Heating and Cooling.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Cloudy and cool with occasional rain today, the high 56. For tonight, the sky mostly cloudy, the low 45. Tomorrow, clearing with sunshine by afternoon, the high 57. Friday, a sunny day with a high at 63. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 55 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
You're tuned in to Inside the Locker Room
with legendary Alabama basketball head coach
Wim Sanderson
and former SEC and ACC assistant basketball coach
Barry Sanderson,
a father-son duo with decades of coaching experience,
breaking down the latest in Alabama athletics
with the insight only two coaches can bring.
From the hardwood
to the gridiron,
from inside Coleman Coliseum to the heart of Bryant-Denny Stadium.
If it's happening in Crimson Tide sports,
you'll hear it here first.
With analysis, opinion,
and straight talk that cuts through the noise.
Live weekday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m.
on Tide 100.9 FM and 1230 a.m. WTBC.
This is where champions get their day started.
This is Inside the Locker Room
with Wimp and Barry Sanderson.
Welcome back to the second hour of Inside the Locker Room. We'll get right to the Yellowwood Hotline. Talk a little Tuscaloosa Toyota with Justin Troll. Good morning, Justin. How are you?
Hey, Jeff. Doing great. Hope you guys are as well.
We're good, buddy. Tell us what all you got going. You got two more days, today and tomorrow. You can buy three tires, get that fourth one for $1. So if you want to do that, they need to get in there quick, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, that sales great. Last week I had somebody reach out to me from BF Goodrich, and, you know, somebody from a tire company is reaching out to you and getting tires from us. It kind of solidifies what kind of deal I've been telling y'all this is. You know, he shopped around for tires all over the place, and then he gets his tires for whatever kind of deal they get. I mean, that this deal right now, if you're anywhere close on tires, I mean, you've got 2 days. As long as we can get them ordered and everything, and because you don't have to take a certain kind of tire, we can do any kind of tire you want. But we need to get on, you need to get on top of that over the next. Well, you got today, tomorrow, Friday. But if you're anywhere near on needing tires as we get into the wet season, you know, you want to have a good set of tires on your car. Buy three, get one for $1 right now at Tuscaloosa Toyota. And you can start that process right there, like always, at the website, TuscaloosaToyota.com.
Talk to us about the hot 2026s that are in, what people can expect there. You got a bunch of them already in and selling them.
Yeah, absolutely. So, the number one selling car in the United States, sedan, the Toyota Camry, rates, 2026 model. Rate as low as 1.9% financing. I mean, tell me where you can get that kind of financing and on a car where you don't have to put incentives on it because it's the number one selling sedan, you know, in the country. I mean, that car has 1.9% financing on it right now. And so, you know, there's vehicles just like that. You know, you got the all new 26 Toyota Crown, which took over the Avalon a few years ago, an unbelievable vehicle, you know, if you want a larger sedan. And then you got things like Toyota Highlander, the Grand Highlander. All new 26 models are starting to hit the lot. And just talking with David yesterday, check this out. We expect sometime mid next month, there will be at least 200 cars, new cars. We always keep over 100 cars on the used car lot, over 200 cars on the new car lot. By mid-November, we have a lot of stuff coming. The inventory is great. We can get whatever you need, and you can start all that right there at the website, TuscaloosaToyota.com.
Well, you're not in love with any of them, are you, Justin?
No, and that's the bad thing about it. We're going to have 200 cars on our lot, and we don't love any of them. We want them gone.
Yeah.
And you know what that means, Barry? If we don't love them, we want them gone. That's why we sell over 300 cars a month, because we price them to sell them. And as I say, we're not in love with any of them. We don't want them growing roots. We don't want them tearing up the new asphalt that we got. So we want them gone.
All right. Have you got Dad straightened out on his Apple CarPlay?
Look, your dad's ready to go with anything Apple CarPlay, anything with the vehicle. And he knows if he's got a question, he can call me. By this point in time, he ought to be able to tell you what to do, Barry.
Yeah, I don't have Apple CarPlay. I can't afford it. Car that has that.
Time for another vehicle, Barry. Come buy them one of them vehicles we're not in love with.
Yeah. Dad, you still working on Apple CarPlay?
Oh yeah, it's going good. I was over there, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, and got everything done to my car that needed to be done. I got good gas mileage, and I really like my car. I think I made a good choice.
Go ahead.
When he pulls on that lot, is it quicker for a pit change when they call it, when they pull in there, where they're in and out?
I sat there 2 or 3 hours because
the other day they had a service bulletin on it where they gave him some new parts and stuff on some certain things.
Wait a minute.
So, but if it's rotating tires or getting his oil changed, it is just as fast as Talladega. I mean, we get him in and get him out.
Just happen to be a day that there's some things need to be done. They didn't realize there's going to need to be done, and took me about two. I'm not knocking the time it took me to be.
No, there. I'm just saying the fact that you stayed there 3 hours and Justin, you need to teach him how to put Uber on his phone. He could have got him an Uber.
I got a small talk.
Yeah, he got some coffee.
Yeah, he got. Yeah. Hey, the question becomes: is how well is he doing on the blue plate compared to using the Apple CarPlay?
I am doing about as bad as you can do.
He'd have a better chance, Justin, to close his eyes and put. Just put some games on the screen and just touch one and pick it.
However y'all want to criticize me, I deserve it.
I mean, he'd be better off letting Mac, my
Don't
9-year-old,
say Doug
pick
Bell.
It. Yeah, well, Doug's 15. Yeah. Well, I think Doug's 15 and 14 now, something like that. But
I'm the worst.
He's got a one time take a. Take some points. Take the plus points.
Barry always likes to coach the coach.
That's right.
For some reason, Justin, it's become my fault. I mess with the lines. It's my fault. It's not his fault. It's my fault. It's my fault.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It's my fault that those teams I bet on not playing very good. Their fault.
When do the college football playoff rankings come
next
out?
Week?
Next week.
I can tell you who's going to be in right now.
Let me ask you this, Barry. Yeah. I don't know if y'all talked about this.
I can tell you six right now.
Yeah. Let's just say, we talk about Alabama here. Let's just do the comparison. Indiana, Alabama. When they are looking at how they're going to rank them, are they looking at who they've played? Are they just simply going to look at the AP poll? How do you think that will come out? Because if you look at strength of schedule, if you look at like they do the art, whatever it is in basketball or whatever, how do they rank it? You know, when this first poll comes out? How do you how y'all
Indiana
think
will be ranked? Indiana will be ranked ahead of Alabama.
Yeah, they'll be ahead of Alabama. I mean, they played a really good Illinois team. They beat them 63-10. They went to Oregon, to Oregon. Now, I know everybody said, well, they went to Georgia. They went to Oregon and won double digits, 30-20. And when they played like UCLA, when they play these teams, Justin, they hammer them. They won 56-6 this weekend over UCLA. So Indiana will be ranked ahead of Alabama, and so will Ohio State.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
So that's an easy one. Right. Now, let them lose a game. If they lose a game, then and A&M will be ahead of Alabama right now just because of they haven't lost. So that Florida State loss is going. You're going to pay for that one now. You're going to pay a little bit. But you're going to still be in the playoff. You can, as long as you win two of these next three SEC games, you're in the playoff.
Oh, there's no doubt.
You get beat two out of these next three, you out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you got three home games. You got four games left, three of them at home. So.
Yeah.
I don't think Kalen DeBoer, knock on wood, I don't want to jinx him. He hadn't lost at home, has he, Justin?
I do not think he has. He has lost at home.
To do with anything. I don't have
anything. Yeah, I figure Alabama will be a pretty nice favorite in the. Well,
I love it when all these people try to compare scores. Like, well, so Oklahoma went to South Carolina and drug them up and down the field, and Alabama went over there and had an 18% chance to win in the fourth quarter. But nobody wants to compare that score. And Oklahoma's coming here. You start comparing those. I don't think you can compare scores week to week. Everything.
Hey, Oklahoma's going to rush the quarterback and not let the running game. They ain't got no running game to start with.
Oklahoma scares me.
Watch out, Oklahoma.
Yeah, they scare me, Justin. Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could lose to Oklahoma, and you could certainly go down to Auburn and something crazy happen down there and not win. So that wouldn't be good.
Right.
But anyway, all right, Justin, tell them where they can find you what, if they want to go.
Very
very simple to start the service, the rental, the buying, the financing, anything you want to do, just jump on TuscaloosaToyota.com where it is the easiest site to navigate. That's where we greet the customer. Just start it right there, and the process is very easy.
Thank you, Justin.
Y'all have a great day.
Go Gordo. All right, I didn't even ask about Gordo. I would take the break here. We'll get to Bill Cameron. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM, WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Picked up another collision on University Boulevard, northbound after Veterans Memorial Highway. Now this has things a little on the slower side in the area. And also as you make your moves on 69 up in Northport, long, lengthy delays.
Crisis. Learn more this World FTD Awareness Week by visiting the Association for Frontotemporal Degeneration at theaftd.org.
Crimson Tide today, presented by Pearl River Resort in Choctaw, Mississippi. Online at pearlriverresort.com. And Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Online at TuscaloosaCDJR.com. And by DCH Regional Medical Center. Online at DCHSystem.com.
From the University of Alabama, this is Crimson Tide Today. It's a daily update on Bama sports, and it's brought to you by Crimson Drive, driven by NASCAR. Streaming live each Tuesday and Thursday at 2 p.m. Central on all CTSN social media platforms at UA_CTSN. Hello again, everybody. I'm Roger Hoover. On today's edition of Crimson Drive, driven by NASCAR, we'll be joined by Alabama men's basketball head coach, Nate Oates.
The defense is coming. I think our perimeters are defending better. We've got length in the perimeter. Got some new guys with some length. And we've got to get our interior guys protect the rim a little bit better. But, you know, they're working. I thought we've had a couple good days in a row of practice. So I think Taylor's starting to pick it up. You know, Aiden, I thought, had a couple good days of practice. So we just need those guys to really, you know, be cognizant of the fact they got to protect the rim. So they're not, you know, we don't have like elite level athletes that maybe we did with Grant and Cliff, but I think we've got guys with size that when they're focused. And
I'll have more in a moment.
Hey, Bama fans, each Tuesday and Thursday at 2 p.m. Central, join us live for Crimson Drive, driven by NASCAR. This live streaming talk show features the latest on Alabama athletics with exclusive conversations with Tide student athletes, coaches, and media members giving their perspective on the Crimson Tide. You can watch on YouTube, Facebook, and X, with all conversations archived as well on the Alabama Insider Podcast. Roll Tide with Crimson Drive, driven by NASCAR.
If you missed last night's episode of Hey Coach and the Kalen DeBoer Show presented by Alpha Insurance, catch it on demand on the Alabama Insider Podcast, available on all podcast platforms. Crimson Tide Today is brought to you by Crimson Drive, driven by NASCAR. Crimson Tide Today is a production of the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Cloudy and cool with occasional rain today, the high 56. For tonight, the sky mostly cloudy, below 45. Tomorrow, clearing with sunshine by afternoon, the high 57. Friday, a sunny day with a high at 63. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 56 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Inside the locker room with Wimp and Barry on your home for Alabama sports. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Inside the locker room, get right to the Yellowwood Hotline. Use ESPN 106.7 The Drive. Down in Auburn, Opelika, every weekday, 4 to 6. Joins us every Wednesday, Bill Cameron. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Hey, Bill.
Doing fine, Mary. Well, how are you guys?
We're good. Go ahead, up.
A good win at Arkansas. You know, I listen to a lot of stuff about what people say based on, you know, people getting fired and so forth. So I guess it's a question I need to ask. Did that get him out of the woodwork? Some people say it didn't. The Vanderbilt game will get him out of the woodwork. I hate to be that blunt with it, but your opinion, your thoughts on that?
I'm not that much on the inside, Wimp, but I mean, it feels like extends things. It's almost feels like you're in the postseason or you're in the tournament, and it's win in advance, lose, and we'll see what happens. Auburn needed a win. Okay. There's no question about that. They needed to win that Arkansas game, and they need to win the Kentucky ball game. A loss at Kentucky would negate that win at Arkansas. I mean, look, for the people that were chomping at the bit and thinking, you know, maybe this would be the week that Auburn's going to make a change, especially after seeing LSU, you know, make its move with Brian Kelly. Look, if you weren't going to make a move last week after, you know, after having lost those four straight but all the ranked teams, you sure aren't going to do it after a win. So, I sort of agree with that thinking. I mean, it feels like that Hugh Freeze needs to win three of the last four ball games here, and that would include, that would include a win over either Vanderbilt or Alabama, and then not slipping up against Kentucky and Mercer.
Yeah. I hear people always say that. Like, people were so sick of Brian Kelly, and I don't sense that as much maybe with Hugh Freeze. They were just sick of him. They were waiting on him to lose a bad game so they could get rid of him. You know, if you're going to base a guy's job on does he beat Vanderbilt or not, if he beats Vanderbilt, then he's a good enough coach. If he doesn't, then he's not. I don't necessarily – if everybody's not just in total disarray, I mean, you have to look, is he recruiting well? Are these players developing? Are they still playing hard for him? Have they quit on him? Will everybody transfer out if you keep him? I mean, those are the things you got to look at, not whether he beats Vanderbilt or not. I would hope the decision be made on those four or five things there, Bill.
Well, you're right. It's on the whole picture, Barry. I mean, it's not as simple as that. But the thing is, you know, at a certain point, you have to win one of those ball games.
Yeah.
And you can't keep losing each one. So no, it's not just win the Vandy game, but you're absolutely right. And one thing that really has been, I think, pretty impressive is how hard this team has played. And he hasn't lost this team. I mean, we get a chance to watch practice, a little bit of practice at least once a week and be around the players. And no, I mean, he hasn't lost this team. They're still playing hard. They're competing. And they've been in every ball game. I mean, it's a whole lot different, but absolutely a whole lot different situation than LSU, or you've got Brian Kelly, who's rubbed everybody the wrong way.
Yeah.
Never made any attempt to try to do that. He always acted like he was offended that anybody had a question about anything. And then he, you know, makes those, brash sort of smart alecky type comments of see you in the national championship game back in the preseason. And then you go out and you give up 35 consecutive points in the second half at home. No, that was the final straw there. So no, it's not exactly the same. They're just, what I was saying is, you know, people wonder and they see all the moves being made and wonder, well, you know, is this one coming? I think you can keep his job if they keep playing well. They just need to have things bounce the right way. And it sure didn't hurt for them to get a win. Doesn't matter what kind, but to get a win on the road last week.
Ashton Daniels came in. Seemed to give him a little bit of a spark. One, will they start him this game? And then two, if they think he's maybe a quarterback in the future, he's played one game, so you play him against Kentucky and Vandy, you hold him against Mercer, and you play him against Bama, and he can still get a red shirt, Bill, which is crazy to me. That's why I think that four-game rule, it's not really good right now, because guys will, you start having a bad season, they'll start saying, no, I want a red shirt now. I don't want to use up that year of eligibility. But in this case, you probably don't need him to beat Mercer. Is that something that, or are they just worried about one game at a time? They're not looking that deep into it.
Yeah, I'd say, well, let's see what happens here over the next 2 weeks before you worry about that, because Auburn's got an open date where they play Mercer as well. Hugh was asked about that, and that's exactly his response was, hey, I'm trying to win a game right now.
Yeah.
And he did go in a little bit of an explanation as to the thought process into redshirting Ashton. You know, the fact that he didn't get into Auburn until the summer and was way behind as far as, you know, just the understand, not necessarily understanding the playbook, but just get chemistry and timing and everything. So, I mean, it was probably, I think the feeling was it was probably around Texas A&M, Oklahoma in there where they really felt like they knew what they had in Ashton, as far as being able to go through practice. So, right now, I think he's going to start. He was the first guy out there with the ones on Tuesday. So it would make sense that Ashton gets the start. But it would be nice to think about, you know, who's going to be back and everything for next year. But the most important thing right now is to win as many ball games as possible this year. So they'll think about that. It is a possibility, but get through Kentucky and Vandy and we'll see.
Yeah, no doubt that.
Any thoughts at all on basketball? I know that taking over for Bruce is a Booger Bear job to do, and they lost in one of their exhibition games, but didn't mean anything particularly. Any thoughts at all that you could give our listeners?
Yeah, it's funny. I didn't get a chance to get out there because it was right before we were going on the air, but folks had a chance to spend a little time with Steven and watch some practice yesterday as well. And Steven's main concern right now is getting the guys all together on the same page defensively. I mean, that's been his thing. He's been the defensive coordinator for the past few years, and that may be the biggest concern they have right now is defensively. They've got some guys that can score, and they're still trying to build that chemistry with 10 new players. Auburn's not going to be the longest team, and Keyshawn Murphy, the transfer from Mississippi State, rolled his ankle there in that in the exhibition opener. They play again tomorrow night over in Atlanta against Memphis. So I think they'll get a pretty good idea of where they are and if they've gotten any better. But yeah, I mean, defense right now is the concern, and that's always a concern when you've got a lot of new guys coming in. Is you know, how are they gonna buy in, and are they gonna be able to play with the kind of effort that Auburn's gotten the last few years defensively? But again, they like the pieces. It's just, you know, how quickly can they try to put them together?
It's amazing these exhibition games they let these teams play. I watched Memphis and Arkansas play the other night. Kentucky played Purdue. Oklahoma played Wisconsin. I mean, they're playing some real team. Feels like a real game to me, but I guess it's a chance to play a really good opponent. I would do that as well. If it's not going to count against my record, I'm not going to play somebody I'm going to blow out. I might as well go ahead and challenge myself and get a free look there. That looks like that's what most of these teams are doing, Bill.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. I mean, it's so much better than the recent past when you'd have secret exhibitions. Nobody was supposed to be there. You weren't supposed to find out any of the numbers in there, and you didn't really know what was happening coming out of there. I think it's great for the teams and for the coaching staff to be able to really get an opportunity and find out in many cases against teams that are going to be at least as good as quite a few of the teams you're playing during the year. Maybe as good as some of the teams that you hope to face in the postseason. I think it's a great thing. And look, fans are eating it up too. I really like this. And we were talking with Andy Burcham about it yesterday. That because of the way things were, there's no broadcast. There's no anything of this ball game on Thursday, but he said that's going to change in the future now that you've got these kinds of games here going on for exhibition.
We'll talk with Bill Cameron, ESPN 106.7 The Drive. About two or three years ago, it was my son's birthday, and my wife bought his tickets to Rickwood Field and the Savannah Bananas. And when found out how much she paid for those tickets, Bill, I almost threw up. My gosh. And I didn't even know who the Savannah Bananas were. And I got out there, and the traffic getting in and apart for the Savannah Bananas, and the ticket prices, and the players outside, and the party before, and how much everything cost. Talk to me about Auburn and the Bananas. How much were those tickets down there? That must have been quite a show down there with Savannah Bananas versus Auburn over the weekend.
Oh, it was a show, and since I didn't go to Fayetteville, there were just a couple of us that are usually on the regular beat that were there, and I will say from the media standpoint, it was a blast because we got passes to get it. Hey, I'll tell you this, so we get a couple, you know, we're regular season ticket holders. And the offer we got, and again, this didn't come from Auburn. I mean, the Bananas handled all the ticket sales and everything. We were offered the opportunity to watch the game from the parking deck that overlooks, you know, the left field for $185. So that gives you an idea of the prices. That's not, you know, you're not even in the stadium.
Oh, yeah.
The place was packed. The place was packed. And let me tell you, if my grandkids were a little older, you know, it probably would have felt worth it for them because kids loved it. What a crazy show it was. I had more fun than I thought I would watching it, but it's a different animal, man. There's no question about it.
I'm old fogey. It was fine. I liked it, but the people just love it. I mean, these guys sell out stadiums. I'm a little surprised that the SEC baseball team would play them, but I guess everything went off good, didn't it, Bill? Look like it did on social media.
Yeah, I was impressed at they said they got about an hour and a half rehearsal. So we're talking with a couple of the players after the game, and Bush, they said they got about an hour and a half rehearsal with the Bananas on Friday. I know I couldn't have remembered all the routines and everything they did in 24 hours. So now looked like the players had a blast. And Butch said, look, if 5 years ago, he probably wouldn't have done anything like this. But knowing the guys that he has, he said he thought it was a great way to for them to remember how much fun they're having, but also learn a few things, like you better throw strikes because the Bananas absolutely take advantage of that opportunity of when it gets the ball four, they run, and all nine players in the field have to touch the ball before they stop. So, I mean, there's some things. He said there's some lessons to learn, and they also do quite a bit for charity. So, I mean, it was neat. I think it was a nice break for the middle of fall, you know, for the middle of fall ball to just get away from playing against yourself. Even playing one of those, exhibition games, it was a fun break for them.
Dad, you know, if you're at a Bananas game and you hit a foul ball in the stands, if the fan catches it, they're out.
It's an out.
Yeah.
That's right.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have all
I
these rules.
I didn't know any of those rules, really, until we got in there in the game.
Yeah, so everybody's got their glove, and they're trying to catch these fly balls that are coming into the stands. But, boy, those tickets. Ooh, you get them on the secondary market. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. All right, Bill, great stuff now. Hard sellout this weekend for Kentucky coming in?
It sold out. It'll be interesting to see. I mean, look, last time against Missouri, I was surprised that every seat was filled. Going to be a little colder on Saturday night. So we will see. But, coming off a win, I would expect that there's going to be a pretty good crowd there just wanting to see. I think a lot of folks want to see Ashton Daniels and see how he performs, see if the offense can pick it up a little bit more.
Yeah. Tell everybody where they can find you, Bill.
It's The Drive every afternoon on ESPN 106.7. You can check us online at ESPNAU.com. You can go to RadioAlabama.net, and you can find the live broadcast, or if you can't join us live, you can listen to the recordings or download the podcast.
Everybody tells me, Bill, you got the best voice in radio, so just know that.
Well, I've been told, yeah, that, you know, that's that I've got the face for it as well. So that's the way it goes.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Bill.
All right, guys. Have a great week.
All right. We'll get to break here. We'll find out what good vinegar you can do us. But before we do any of that, we need to tell them about the great people out at Bryant Bank.
Bryant Bank, outstanding bank, a bank that knows how to help you. You'll have a opportunity to get a personal and business account. You'll be able to bank online around the clock. Your money will be safe. They'll do everything possible to satisfy you in any way possible. They'll be interested at all in the people that surround the bank and your kids if they're in school. They'll be happy to help the school as much as possible. So Bryant Bank is a great place to go. Been with them for a long time. I recommend that you go take a look at them. Go by and tell them you heard them inside the locker room. And I think that Bryant Bank will serve you well.
All right, we'll take the break. Also have phone lines open, 205-342-9904. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM, WTBC, the home of Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Picked up another collision on University Boulevard, northbound after Veterans Memorial Highway. Now this has things a little on the slower side in the area. And also as you make your moves on 69 up in Northport, long length.
Powertrain warranty. And right now, get up to $7,000 off new Nissans. Family owned, serving Tuscaloosa for over 50 years. Townsend Nissan, where peace of mind comes standard.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside assistance.
Assist you with all of your CPAP needs, including the new Luna Travel CPAP. Call 339-8013 or stop by MedSouth in the Northbrook Plaza on McFarland Boulevard.
A national championship team covering a national championship. Team. The best sports talk in the state. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
I feel good. I knew that I would not.
Tip right around the corner. Who's it brought to you by? Michael McGuire, State Farm Insurance. You're looking for home, life, auto, whatever you need insurance-wise, this is your guy. Give Michael and his staff a call, 205-752-8500. Switch your insurance over to Michael. He'll give you a bottle of that vinegar, and you can use all these tips that you're getting each and every day for free, Chase. These tips are free. What do we got today?
Well, you know, it's that time of year where you eat stuff that's not good for you. You're going to go out Friday night. You're going to eat a bunch of junk that you get at these doors. And sometimes you get a little bit of a minor food poisoning.
Ooh.
Can they be rotten, or they'll be trying to get rid of the old stuff they've got. But you'll feel sick at your stomach. And so the vinegar people say that if you'll take apple cider vinegar and stir a teaspoon of apple cider vinegar and spring water together, and take a teaspoon of the mixture every 5 minutes, that old candy that you ate, or whatever you popsicles I give you, or whatever it might be, is going to help you a lot. Yeah. So go slow and easy on the rule every 5 minutes, but do it correctly. Don't go and chug down the whole thing, the whole spring water and apple cider. Let it taste in your mouth for every 5 minutes. Get you some of it, and that way that stuff won't come back up. Mm. It won't pour. You know, because sometimes you'll chug a lugget and you'll have to eat all over again. So be darn sure that you do a good job with what you eat. But if you do eat the wrong thing, then get you some apple cider vinegar and spring water, and every 5 minutes take you a sip of it and you'll be well.
Chase, you know, we were little people come to our house. This is how tight he was, Chase.
Oh shit.
He'd come and Halloween would be on Friday, Chase, and he'd say, come back on Saturday, because he knew, Chase, if he went to the store on Saturday, you could get two for one because sale. It's on sale.
I got that from Barry.
They got to get rid of all that candy.
That's what Barry did.
So you get the two for one. And then, Chase, when you'd come to his door, a little kid be so cute. You know, they'd have their little bucket there. And instead of giving out candy, he'd look in their bucket and see what they had in there, and see if they had anything he liked, and if there was something that he liked in there. They would go into his bucket. He would go into their bucket and take. They'd lose candy coming to the house. So then the word
sometimes,
got out.
Sometimes I'd swap candy with him. I like chocolate. Then he had one of those.
And I'll give you a peppermint. And I'll give you a peppermint. Because you get a lot of peppermints, Chase, in one of those bags. A lot of peppermints.
All you got to do is go shopping for candy, go on Saturday.
Yeah, you get two for one. Now, Chase, help me out here. We have our neighborhood. They come from all over the city, and they park at the church. And how many pieces do you give them when they come? Is it one? Do you let them? I don't let their hand go in the bucket. Now, the people that put the little bucket out front and say, take one, forget that. That bucket's gone. But how many do you have to give them, Chase, when they come to the door?
Like three to four.
Three or four?
Like the small one, like Laffy Taffy.
What you can do is maybe one or two. You can say, look, I'm going to give you three or four pieces. I want you to go next door and pull a trick on them, rather trick or treat. Do something to the next people next door, too. I don't like people next door.
I give them the amount based on how cute they are. If they're real little and cute, if they're older and they don't need to be trick or treating because they got, you know, you got mama. If little kid ain't coming to the door, you ain't getting but one piece.
Hey, you ain't getting. You go to Barry's house, you forget it. Mark it out.
You ain't getting.
He'll take those little squares in a chocolate bar. He'll cut off a little square at each little duck. Give a square. And said, eat it while you're standing here.
Do you ever get an apple? Chase, you can't eat an apple, right? No.
Apple good boy. Keep down.
So in our neighborhood, Chase, right around the corner from me, they have a guy. It's the Chainsaw Man. And at some point during the night, he's going to come out of the woods with a chainsaw. And he kind of has a limp. He's dragging his leg. And these kids get up there and they hover and they have golf carts from all over the city over there. And they're waiting on this Chainsaw Man to come out. And on Friday night, this place is going to be jammed. I think I'm going to turn my lights out. But it's going to be jammed waiting on the Chainsaw Man. And he has like a real spooky house, like smoke coming up. It's, you're almost afraid to go to his door and trick or treat. And then the Chainsaw Man, when the Chainsaw Man comes out of that, those woods running across that grass field, those kids will scatter. So anyway, that's kind of what's going to go on tomorrow. So, all right, we will get back to sports. I guess we can, but, Michael McGuire, State Farm Insurance. What are you looking at blue plate wise? Let me tell them about the blue plate real quick. That's brought to you by Brian Harden, my good buddy Brian. Need precision, power, and performance. Brian Harden Construction has been delivering top quality steel fabrication, welding, and 24/7 crane rentals for over 30 years. That's 30 years, guys. Family owned, woman led, safety driven. Give them a call today. 205-759-1337. Go to bhardencnost.com. Now, there is some, actually, with Alabama being open, there still is some good games this weekend and some good SEC games. Dad, let's look at these real fast. Vandy in Texas?
Yeah.
That's huge.
1.5.
2.5. Vandy needs this win.
Do what?
Vandy needs this win. Bad. Well, and so does Texas.
Texas quarterback is out.
Arch.
That makes him better. Manny's not going to play.
What if the guy that comes in for him plays lights out? Do you leave Manny on the bench?
That's exactly right. He may, but you don't know the answer to that. I can't afford to lose another blue button.
No, you can't. So line on that one, according to me, is 2.5. Georgia, Florida, that's the cocktail party. That's a 2:30 game.
You got a new coach there. So you got Gonzalez is the new coach there. He's going to be trying to show about how good he is. They're going to change the offense some. Georgia's good sometimes and not quite as good as they have been other times. A 7-point game. I got it
7.5 at Hook.
Okay, 7.5, whatever. I thought it was 7.
We didn't get you Mississippi State, Arkansas, who cares? Although that ain't the guy.
Four
at Mississippi
points.
State, they're 0-4, but he's done good, I guess. South Carolina's at Ole Miss. Ole Miss every year loses a game they're not supposed to, Chase.
Well, they did against Kentucky last year. 12.5. Ole Miss won't have them. South Carolina's not South Carolina of the past. Not playing at home. Lost all the close games. 12.5. And, you know, Lane will run the score up, too. It might be a good one. I've looked at it pretty heavy. I don't know.
Oklahoma, that's a good one. At Tennessee. Tennessee, yeah, three and a hook there on Tennessee. The loser of that game's out of the playoff, FYI. Yeah. And then Kentucky goes to Auburn, and that's 10.5.
Well, Texas Vanderbilt loser's out of it, too.
Yeah. Well, is Vandy out of it?
I think so.
They just got one loss.
I think so. I think Texas has not had a great year.
Texas is not a playoff team. I don't even care if they don't need to be in the playoff. They stink.
Well, A&M, but now they'll be ready. I don't know where they play the A&M game this year.
I'll tell you.
I can't look it up.
I can tell you right here. They play the A&M game at home. They're at
Texas?
Yeah. Yeah. So Texas has the Texas problem is they got to go to Georgia next week. Good luck. All right, we'll take this last break. Squeeze in one phone call, 205-342-9904. Peppermint, Chase. Pepper, get your candy on Saturday, Chase. 2-for-1. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports. What up, baby?
with Ryan Fowler.
Coming up on the Wednesday edition of The Game, we're going to have a chance to talk with Chris Plank. We're going to explore the Alabama Crimson Tide defense. What grade would you give them going into this bye week? We'll review the first 8 weeks and look ahead to the final 4 weeks, all starting at 2 p.m. here on The Game with Ryan Fowler on Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC, your home of Alabama Crimson Tide Sports.
The longest running sports program in Tuscaloosa. The Game with Ryan Fowler. Weekdays from 2 to 6 p.m. on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. A serious crash on 2059 eastbound off-ramp to 359. It's blocking the right lane of that off-ramp involving an overturned vehicle in the grass, and so it's creating quite the ruckus as far as the main lanes. Also moving in
throughout your day with just one pill. Aleve lasts up to 12 hours. Don't let those aches and pains hold you back from doing what's important to you. Use as directed.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours.
Hammage Rack and Reel, Cypher Supply, Banks and Company Hardware, Stephen Fikes Allstate, B&B Transmission, Primetime Men's Clinic, South's Finest Roofing, and Cajun Bistro.
What does it mean to advertise and do your marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa? Melissa started her business in 2014. What would you say to someone considering Town Square Media Tuscaloosa?
My experience with Town Square Media has been awesome, and I would definitely recommend it to anyone. I think that this is the first time in my marketing experience that I've been able to see my return on investment. I would definitely say in the past that has not been the case. In this, I like knowing that that's 100%. A lot of the marketing we've done has been radio. You guys have so much more to offer than that, whether it's, you know, websites from targeted marketing to radio. You are kind of a one-stop shop, and it makes doing marketing so much easier. So I would definitely recommend it.
For more info on marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa, call 205-345-7200 or click on Advertise With Us on our website.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Cloudy and cool with occasional rain today, the high 56. For tonight, the sky mostly cloudy, the low 45. Tomorrow, clearing with sunshine by afternoon, the high 57. Friday, a sunny day with a high at 63. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 54 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
You're listening to Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry, only on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Welcome back to Inside the Locker Room. Tomorrow we'll get JC. And we'll find out JC's thoughts on that Alabama-South Carolina game. I didn't hear from him. I know he was wanting to come on Thursday, Chase, and jerk his pants up, but he ain't going to be able to do that. Alabama's lucky to win it. But I think this off week came at the right time for Alabama, don't you, Dad? They give them a little time to catch their breath here for this stretch run.
Oh, I don't think it's any doubt about it. Yeah, it's big deal. That fumble is... It was a fumble of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was the play of the year. Nobody talks about it, but if I had been South Carolina, I'd have fussed about the fumble. I'd have said it, you know, the wrong call. But they were very, very fortunate to get that fumble, and that was the play of the game.
Yeah, no doubt.
You got to give them the two credit for the, like you said,
that 2-point conversion. That was pretty big. So anyway, all right, that's it, Chase. Stay keep it here for the Gary Harris Show. Gary will be in ready to roll. Be safe out there on these wet roads. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports. Have a great day, everybody.